Here are the stories we're covering this week in the Category5.tv newsroom. A Linux variant of a very destructive piece of malware has been discovered. Official LEGO robotics are now a reality. Amazon Echo has been ordering things discussed on TV shows without the user's consent. And Google is shutting down Hangouts API. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Now here's another great way you can support the shows you love from the Category5.tv network by shopping at GearBest.
That's right, Jeff. Cat5.tv/GearBest. It's an online store for the geek streak in you.
Or the loved ones.
Well, of course. I mean, especially your loved ones, right? Because Cat5.tv/GearBest, quite frankly, has all of the greatest tech gifts that you could ever hope for at rock-bottom prices.
Do they have cell phones?
You betcha. Cat5.tv/GearBest has a wide assortment of unlocked Android cell phones and tablets.
What about consumer electronics? Those make a great gift.
Absolutely. From high-tech watches to action cameras, headphones, even virtual reality headsets. Cat5.tv/GearBest has you covered. They literally have it all, Jeff. Literally.
Really?
It's like a superstore right from the comfort of your own chair at your computer through the interweb.
Yeah, there's no way they have it all.
It's true.
It's just a bunch of random electronics.
Test me.
What about clothes?
Yep. Both men and women, fashionable apparel at rock bottom, super duper prices.
Kind of like this?
Well, look at this coat. What do you think? It's a slimming mock leather jacket.
I love it.
It's available for less than $30 plus free shipping at cat5.tv/gearbest.
All right. You kind of got me there.
Wow. Any other questions for me, Jeff?
Now that the winter has passed, flying season, do they have any good deals on, say, drone copters?
Oh, my goodness. Well, check this out. Dude, they have everything. Check out over 500 various drones. And not only that, they're available marked down by about 30 to up to 63% off the regular price.
Love it. What's the website again?
Well, you're going to find GearBest on our partners' pages for any of your favorite Category 5 TV shows, like New Every Day, Category 5 Technology TV, The Pixel Shadow. But of course, if you want to shop absolutely right now and you want to go straight to the site, all you have to do is visit cat5.tv/GearBest.
See, that's easy. Cat5.tv/GearBest.
That's right. Happy shopping.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories for the week of January 18th, 2017. ESET researchers have discovered a Linux variant of the Kill Disk malware that was used in Ukraine in attacks against the country's critical infrastructure in late 2015 and a number of targets within its financial sector in December 2016. This new variant renders Linux machines unbootable after encrypting files and requesting a large ransom. But even if victims do reach deep into their pockets, the probability that the attackers will decrypt the files is small. Kill Disk attack campaigns continued throughout December, aimed at several targets in the sea transportation sector in the Ukraine. The attack toolset has evolved as well. While the December 6th Kill Disk variants were quite artistic and displayed a screen referring to the popular Mr. Robot show on television, recent variants add a more sinister feature, file encrypting ransomware. The ransom message begins with a provocative "we are so sorry" and demands that the victim pay an exceptionally high ransom for the return of the encrypted files, 222 Bitcoin, which is between about 200,000 and 250,000 US. That is steep. I'm wondering if it's Canadian because they start with "we are so sorry."
Oh. The hackers, we figured it out. The hackers are Canadian.
They're Canadian. Wow. These recent ransomware Kill Disk variants are not only able to target Windows systems, but also Linux machines, which is certainly something we don't see every day. This may include not only Linux workstations, but also servers, amplifying the damage potential. In both Windows and Linux variants, the ransom message is exactly the same, including the ransom amount, 222 Bitcoin. the Bitcoin address, and content email, showing that the two variants come from the same source. Kildisk is a Trojan. It does not spread automatically using its own means. It requires user intervention in order to reach the affected computer. The means of transmission used include, among others, flash drives, optical media like CD or DVD discs, email messages with attached files, internet downloads, FTP, IRC channels, peer-to-peer file sharing networks, and so on. Which really just brings to mind safe practice in computers, right?
Practice safe internetting, folks. Yeah, and it comes down, this is why phishing scams are so incredibly popular, because they trick people into providing access to a computer or, you know, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where they get in.
Truth be told, if your computer is shut down with a ransomware message for 222 Bitcoin, which is mind-blowing in its amount, I can't even imagine, you're just done. You're done. Nobody has that.
If you're a business, like a big business.
If you're Richard Branson, you'd have that.
Right.
But at the same time, I think you'd have antivirus or something that could look after that.
Right. Not that I want to give them ideas or anything, but I feel like if they had just said like 2 Bitcoin, then people would
That's still a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, I guess
My goodness, yeah.
0.5 Bitcoins. Can you split Bitcoins in half?
Oh, yeah. 0.0001 Bitcoins. That's about what I have. That's my net value.
You heard it here, folks.
What is your income in Bitcoin?
Yes.
One.
Wow. We're in Canada. Yeah.
Okay.
Bitcoin's doing better than our currency.
This
that's for sure.
is going to make everybody across the world happy.
Oh, yeah?
This next story.
What do we got?
Toy maker Lego unveiled its Boost line this week at CES.
Oh, yeah.
I know. A set of 840 programmable bricks for your kids to control self-made robots with. Boost comes in 5 kits that include an interactive motor and a color and distance sensor, encoded monitors, tilt sensor, and Bluetooth low energy connection. Programming is drag and drop via iOS and Android tablet. You, or rather your kids, can build and program a robot named Vern, a rover vehicle, an electric guitar, a purring interactive cat-type pet named Frankie, and an automated production line capable of building miniature Lego models. That one's my favorite. Then you'd
That's
never have
cool,
to build
yeah.
any Lego again.
Yeah.
Build one, and then it does the work.
It's like, I hope that it subscribes to Asimov's rules, because like they're basically creating more robots.
Yeah, if the AI takes over, it just makes more of itself.
We're going to have all these miniature Lego robots trying to take over.
I feel like Jeff would have something to say about this. He's like, you're putting the kids out of work.
Jeff, what do you think about that?
Jeff and I are going to get along just fine this week. Wow. Due in the second half of 2017, Boost targets those aged 7 and older. So yes, that's you too, mom and dad nerds and life hackers. That's the best. Now, on to an also incredibly childlike situation. Amazon Echo owners have been issued a security warning after a number of devices in America automatically ordered dollhouses being discussed on a TV show.
Oh my gosh.
You imagine?
Wow.
That's I feel like the world is going to go crazy.
Tell us about this.
Okay, so the high-tech gadgets have become a recent and welcome addition to hundreds of thousands of UK homes after being one of the most popular Christmas presents last year. They let owners ask virtual assistant Alexa to carry out tasks, including buying items from the internet using just their voice as a command. But a recent incident involving the gadgets has shown how vulnerable they are to mistakes, which could cost owners dearly. Earlier this week, a San Diego TV station sparked complaints after an on-air report about a girl who ordered a dollhouse via her parents' Amazon Echo caused echoes in viewers' homes to also attempt to order dollhouses. That is right. This is amazing. As voice command purchasing is enabled as a default on the Alexa devices, viewers found that they had mistaken the show for their command and made the purchase. The show depicted a 6-year-old asking her family's new Amazon Echo, "Can you play dollhouse with me and get me a dollhouse?" The device followed the command, ordering a KidCraft Sparkle Mansion dollhouse in addition to 4 pounds of sugar cookies.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Can you imagine how many times, like how many echoes across the state actually did order? But that's a lot of sugar cookies.
That is a lot of sugar.
The Keebler elves are like, wow, things are really booming for after Christmas.
Yeah. You want to be the company that Alexa defaults to.
Oh,
you
sure.
You want to be the dollhouse maker that automatically, can you get me a dollhouse? And just one shows up?
That's yeah.
You want to be that person.
You want to be that dollhouse.
That's right. The parents featured on the TV program had quickly realized what had happened and have since added a code for purchases to their Amazon Echo. They have also donated the dollhouse to a local children's hospital.
Lesson learned, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, live and learn.
However, viewers watching the segment then found their Alexa gadgets complied with the request and also purchased dollhouses. An Amazon spokesperson said, you must ask Alexa to order a product and then confirm the purchase with a yes response to purchase via voice.
So what you're saying, Sash, is Alexa,
yes,
buy a Raspberry Pi microcomputer 3.0. Yes. Please. Did
That's
it happen?
Right. Exactly.
Did it do it?
Oh my gosh.
Are we in trouble?
We're probably.
Did we just hack Alexa?
What would be great is if that automatically orders it from us.
Yes.
Right?
Use our affiliate link, Alexa.
Oh my gosh.
If you asked Alexa to order something by accident, simply say no when asked to confirm. Experts said the incident highlighted the need for people to password protect their Amazon Echo devices and avoid rogue payments being made.
So true.
You should be doing that. Like, I don't know why anybody...
That's our new commercial. Alexa, buy this, buy that.
Really,
yes.
though? Like, will
that's
companies
the whole
take
commercial.
Advantage of it, though? Really? Like, if that's happening...
Sure.
That's scary.
We talked about it on the show last week, and it came up in the news, the Google... OK Google.
Obfuscated right.
robot voice. And it starts doing things. So can somebody hack Alexa so that... Alexa... And he just ordered $1,000 worth of stuff.
Jeez. Right. If you don't password protect your Alexa device, and if I had one, and if you had friends like if you had friends like mine and had your friends over for a party, mm-hmm. you would end up with a ridiculous amount of like obscure things being shipped to your house because they would just sneak on over and whisper.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
I had it happen where my kids were playing a game on my phone, and you don't think about it. And it's important to think about this. Mm-hmm. When I first set up my new phone, it did not have password protection on its ordering process because it's not doing that by default.
Bad news bears.
My son was playing a race car game, and he bought this and that. Oh, you can upgrade to the latest and greatest Jeep.
Wow.
Wicked. And he clicked it.
Of course.
I got an email from Amazon sitting at my desk at work.
Yeah.
$500 had gone onto my credit card. Like, it was $480-something.
Just like that.
Because he just said yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Like 0.8.
Not he just even. Kept, of course, just agreeing.
Kept saying yes. Yeah, right. I want to buy that. Yeah. Every level. Yeah, I want to buy that.
Well, it's so simple, right? You just push one button, and there you go.
Yeah.
Right? And it's... Wow.
Ah, so put a password. So last night, Becca wanted to put an app on her phone that costs money. So the first thing I did was say, always ask me for my password.
That's good.
When I put my credit card information into the phone.
So when Becca buys it, she always has to ask you?
So that when the kids are playing on her phone.
No, I know.
She knows my password.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Google has quietly dropped a bombshell about the future of its chat client Hangouts. From April 25th, the Hangouts service API is to be shut down as the company pushes Hangouts towards enterprise while pushing social use on newer apps, Allo and Duo. This could be seen as a quiet own goal for Google. Migrating users to a different messaging client may alienate them altogether, and a straw poll has seen most moving towards WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger rather than Google replacement. As of now, there's facility to build new apps within the Hangouts API, and Google has confirmed a reprieve for certain integrations such as Slack, Hangouts, on-air tools, and dialing into a call. In reality, what it represents is another tiny piece of the Google Plus layer being detangled as the company continues to reorganize its social layer. In an email to developers, Google explains this API was originally intended to support social scenarios for consumer users as part of Google+, whereas Hangouts is now turning to focus on enterprise use cases. Some users have speculated that this represents a long, slow death for Hangouts, but Google has continuously and strenuously denied it, though they'd much rather you use Hello for personal conversations. I will tell you, I have Hangouts. I rarely use it, but I have Hangouts.
Yeah?
Well, until April 25th. But what do you do? Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to visit our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.